That was the New Jerusalem Band there with their song entitled Headed Home, and that's our first song today on Bluegrass Gospel with Dave Rigg. Yes, I am your host, and for the next 3 hours, it's going to be my privilege to bring to you the gospel of Jesus Christ in Bluegrass Gospel music. Well, let's get back into the music now with this song from the group called Lakeside. This is Long Suffering Grace. You're listening to Bluegrass Gospel.
As I look back on my life, through all the sin and the strife, oh, so many times God watched over me. As I think back of the years and the days gone by, just how close to hell I come for eternity. What done those crazy things I done? I find it so amazing, He was watching over me. I was lost in sin, giving me another chance, though I rejected Him. An emptiness within, so kept on searching. Oh, but finally His love got through to me. Guess it just took some time for this old heart to see. I wouldn't be standing here today if it weren't for grace. Thank God for grace, long-suffering grace. So many times I just didn't understand just how close death was to taking me. But I can still hear God say, if I'll take Him today, give Him compassion, show Him mercy. The puzzled look on my face when I realized His grace, He was watching over me. I was lost in sin, giving me another chance, though I rejected Him. To fill my emptiness within, so kept on searching. Oh, but finally His love got through me. Guess it just took some time for this whole heart to see. I wouldn't be standing here today if it weren't for grace. Thank God for grace, long-suffering grace. Love God. through to me. Guess it just took some time for this old heart to see. I wouldn't be standing here today if it weren't for grace, long-suffering grace.
That was Lakeside with Long Suffering Grace. Now here's one from Roy McGinnis and the Sunnysiders. This is called Old Brother, Look to Jesus.
My brother looked at Calvary, 'twas there the debt was paid. By the Father's only Son, it was there my peace was made. Now look around you, brother, your every need he knows. He'll carry your burden, except in here below. Oh, brother, look, 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 look to him and live. You will see God for you, girl, life you give. Just reborn. Oh, brother, look, 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 look to him and live. You will see God for you, eternal life to give.
Brother, look to Jesus. Roy McGinnis and the Sunnysiders. Now, this next song is entitled Lord of All Men. It's done for us by a group called Sideline. King of kings and Lord of all men.
shed his blood on Calvary to cleanse us of our sin.
That was Sideline with their song, Lord of All Men. Now, here's one from the Primitive Quartet. He will lead his children home.
We've read and heard the story in the blessed old book, how the walls of Jericho the people marched round, and when the trumpet sounded, how the mighty walls shook. Walls around the city came a-tumbling down. The Lord delivered Daniel from the hungry lion's den.
He rolled
the waters backward for old Moses and his men.
He led
his people out of Egypt's bondage and his sin.
The Lord had come the ocean and the mighty winds that blew.
He saved
the Hebrew children from the fiery furnace too.
He rose
from the grave just like the prophet said he'd do.
He never will forsake his matters, not but may come. Safely he will lead his faithful children on home.
The Lord has raised the dead and caused the blinded to see. Cleansed the leper spots and turned the water to wine.
The Lord is just the same today and ever will be. There's no other power like the Savior divine.
The Lord
delivered Daniel from the hungry lion's den.
And he
rolled the waters backward for old Moses and his men.
He led
his people out of Egypt's bondage and his sin.
The Lord come the ocean and the mighty winds that blew.
He saved
the Hebrew children from the fiery furnace too.
He rose
from the grave just like the prophet said he'd do.
He never will forsake his matters, not but may come. Safely he will lead his faithful children on home. Safely he will lead his faithful children on home.
The Primitive Quartet there with their song, He Will Lead His Children Home. Well, let's listen to another one from the Primitives. This is a song that will give you some comfort if you're going through a difficult time right now. The name of the song is God of All Comfort.
When storms all around you are raging, and it seems there's no place to go, crawl right up in the arms of Jesus. He can calm winds that trouble your soul. He's the God of all comfort. He don't misunderstand. When you're in your lowest valley, he'll reach down those nail-scarred hands. He's traveled every pathway, and he knows the load you bear. He's the God of all comfort. Cast on him your every care. Perhaps you've just lost a loved one, and all your sunshine is gone. The God of all comfort is watching. My friend, he won't leave you alone. For he's the God of all comfort. He don't misunderstand. When you're in your lowest valley, he'll reach down those nail-scarred hands. He's traveled every pathway, and he knows the load you bear. He's the God of all comfort. Cast on him your every care. He's the God of all comfort. Cast on him your every care.
Ever wondered what it is the Lord wants most from us? Hi, this is Max Lucado with a thought on obeying God. You see, compared to God's part, our involvement, while minuscule, is absolutely necessary. We don't have to do much, but what we have to do is very important. We have to obey. That may mean writing a letter, asking forgiveness, confessing our sins, feeding a hungry person, praying consistently, teaching others, loving our children, hugging our wife, tolerating our husbands. All of these actions are actions of obedience. God does the greatest work, but our part is important. God's love compels us to do what we never thought possible. And when we obey, He helps us go to heights we never realized we could attain, all by stepping out in faith and obeying God.
So long, you were right, and I was wrong. I can't repay all the love you've given me. You were my friend when no one cared. I was alone, but you were there, Lord. You're the best thing that ever happened to me.
That was called Lord, You're the Best Thing, and that's from a group, a female group with a rather unusual name. They called themselves the New Coon Creek Girls. Okay, up next on Bluegrass Gospel with Dave Rigg, Ricky Skaggs and his group with their song, A Voice from On High.
I hear a voice calling.
It must be
our Lord.
great judgment day. I hear a voice calling.
Ricky Skaggs and his group there with their song, A Voice from On High. Now we call on the Stevens family for their song, Love is Still the Answer.
Love still frees from sin. Love's the only chance for this love-hungry world we're in. And if I gave all the world to you, it could never be enough. Or I could not give anything without the gift of love. From sin, love's the only chance for this love-hungry world we're in. If I stood on the mountaintop looking down from above, I could only see the hope of man through the eyes of the Father's love. Love still frees from sin. Love's the only chance for this love-hungry world we're in.
The Stevens family with Love is Still the Answer. Well, the subject of love, we continue with that thought as we listen to this one from the Rochesters and A Love Down Deep in My Heart.
You may wonder why I do what I do and why I have given my life to serving Jesus and doing His will, working for Him day and night. I can't explain it, it's simple but true, and it started not too long ago. When God made a change, He made a difference, He placed His love deep in my soul.
A love down deep in my heart makes me wanna shout and sing.
A peace that only the presence of Jesus can bring.
A joy that
up in heaven, God has gone now to prepare. That's why I serve Him more there. keeps me going, and so determined is this love down deep in my heart.
A love down deep in my heart makes me want to shout and sing. Love down deep in my heart. Yes, it makes me want to tell everybody I see about this love down deep in my heart.
You're listening to Bluegrass Gospel with Dave Rigg, a radio ministry of Gospel Time Ministries Incorporated. We depend upon your prayers and financial help to stay on the air and on your favorite radio station. If you'd like to help us, write to Bluegrass Gospel, Box 68, Bone Gap, Illinois, 62815. Write us today.
I was searching high and low for a place where I could go, somewhere I could rest my weary soul. When I met a poor blind man living by a garbage can, and he told me things like I had never known. He said, have you seen my loving Savior? Have you felt his saving touch? If you would walk this road to heaven, child, you must set your sights on love. About his sanity, but I can't deny he seemed so much at peace. And finally he came to explain it was not by sight but faith that God would make the answers clear to me. And now I've seen my loving Savior. Now I've felt his saving touch. If I would walk this road to heaven, set my sights on above. Not everyone can have faith like the blind man. So brother, and a babe smiling in the womb, there you have the proof of my Lord's hand. Now have you seen my loving Savior? Have you felt his saving touch? If you would walk this road to heaven, you must set your sights on above.
The name of that song was Loving Savior, done for us by a gal called Latresa. Now here's Jim Greer and the Macochee Valley folks with Church in the Wildwood.
Music. the church in the wild wood. Oh, come to the church in the dale. No spot is so dear to my childhood as a little brown church in the vale. Church in the wild wood, oh, come to the church in the dale. No spot is so dear to my childhood as a little brown church in the vale.
Church in the Wildwood, done for us by Jim Greer and the Maccoche Valley Folks. Now here's one by Jeff Tolbert. This is called More Than I Could Tell.
They told me that Jesus would carry my burdens. They said that he safely and surely would pilot me through. They told me to carry cares completely upon him, and I found all they said about Jesus is true. He's more than anybody ever told me about him. He's done for me what no other ever could do. What he placed in my heart shall forever eternally dwell. And Jesus is so much more than I ever could tell. A blind man sat begging by the roadside one day. Someone told him Jesus of Nazareth was passing his way. He heard everybody who met forever was changed. With a touch from the Master's great hand, I believe he proclaimed, he's more than anybody ever told me about him.
That was Jeff Tolbert and the song More Than I Could Tell. The next song on Bluegrass Gospel with Dave Rigg is from a group called Southern Raised, and it's The Miracle in Me.
Lord, you make a million miracles a day, and yet you come and walk with me. There are other needs much greater, yet you feed the little birds, I do believe. You are giving flight to eagles, clothe the lilies in the earth a gentle breeze. But there's never been a greater miracle than what you did inside me. crashing waves and make an awesome symphony. But the greatest miracle I've ever known is the miracle in me. With a coat of many colors, jealous brothers, you then weaved a master plan. A scarlet thread, a name is best, shepherd king, a sacrifice. And by your saving plan, the line, the lamb, you came to die that we could have new life. You are busy placing clouds above the earth and painting rainbows in the sky. Thunderstorms and sending them to deserts bare and dry. You are holding back the sea and crashing waves and making awesome symphony. You gave the breath of life, protected Daniel in the din. In the fiery furnace, you're the fourth man found within. Walked Damascus Road, the fields of old and by the sea. By these I stand amazed, yet in my heart I still believe. But the greatest miracle I've ever known is the miracle in me. You are busy placing clouds above the earth and painting rainbows in the sky. Deserts dry, mountains high.
Miracle in Me, done for us by Southern Raised. Well, here's some more of that good old banjo picking bluegrass music for you from a group called High Fidelity. This is called My Savior's Train.
My sins have been forgiven. I've been on my journey home.
I'm riding on my Savior's train. My Savior's train.
Jesus gives me transportation. I go home with Him to reign.
I'm riding on my Savior's train.
I'm riding on
my Savior's train.
My Savior's train.
I'm homeward bound.
I'll be crowned. When my train arrives in heaven, there with Christ will ever reign.
I'm riding on my Savior's train.
Left all sinful pleasure and engaged in song and prayer.
Since Jesus came
and paid my fare. Now I'm safely riding homeward, for with Christ will ever reign.
I'm riding all in on my Savior's train.
I'm riding on
my Savior's train.
My Savior's train.
I'm homeward bound.
I'll be crowned. When my train arrives in heaven, may with Christ will ever reign.
I'm riding all in on my Savior's train.
Refuse a ticket, who will leave all sin and shame?
Save one ride,
my Savior's train.
My Savior's train.
Sinners, if you cannot ride this train, you are the one to blame.
I'm riding all in on my Savior's train.
I'm riding on
my Savior's train.
My Savior's train.
I'm homeward bound.
I'll be crowned. When my train arrives in heaven, may with Christ will ever reign.
I'm riding all in on my Savior's train.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, president of the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, are the things we see in nature designed?
Chris, design is everywhere. The question is, are living things designed by evolution or a creator God? Actually, people on all sides see the design. Advocates of evolution insist that the design is strictly the result of mutation and natural selection. There's no supernatural involved. Advocates of intelligent design say the design is so complex there must be an intelligent designer behind it all. Creationists say that the intelligent designer is really the God of the Bible. So the controversy is not about the existence of design. Everybody sees it. It's just the spin you put on it. To what do you attribute this design? As a Christian creationist, I must attribute it to the God of the Bible. Design comes from back to Genesis creation.
Thanks, Dr. Morris. For more information, you can find us on the web at www.icr.org.
Born again, free from sin, I'm happy night and day. Makes me shout, there's no doubt, I know I'm born again.
Satan tells me that I only thought I got saved. He tells me what a fool I have been. But when my mind goes back to that old bench where I prayed, I know that I've been born again. Born again, free from sin, I'm happy night and day. Makes me shout, there's no doubt, I know I'm born again. Way my faith has grown weak when burdens seem to rise on every hand. But when I steal away in prayer, He answers my plea, my every need He understands. Born again, free from sin, I'm happy night and day. Makes me shout, there's no doubt, I know I'm born again. Makes me shout, there's no doubt, I know I'm born again.
The Larry Stevenson Band with their song entitled Born Again. That's a concept a lot of church people don't realize. Just starting to go to church doesn't necessarily mean you're saved. Jesus says we must be born again. Well, let's see. Earlier in the program, I played a song by a group called the New Coon Creek Girls. Well, let's listen to another song from that group. It's called My Lord Will Send a Moses.
Seeking Pharaoh, told him to loose my people and let them go. They were all burdened down, troubled and down. My God sent Moses, saying He let them out.
My Lord will send Moses to lead you out. If you'll trust Him as you wander about, if you are burdened down, troubled on down, my Lord will send Moses to lead you out.
Pray on and shout, my Lord will send
trust him as you wander about. If you are burdened down, troubled on down, my Lord will send Moses to lead you out. My Lord will send Moses to lead you out. If you will trust him as you wander about. If you are burdened down with trouble, don't doubt. My Lord will send Moses to lead you out. My Lord will send Moses to lead you out.
The New Coon Creek Girls with My Lord Will Send a Moses. Now let's call on the House Brothers for their song, On My Way to Canaan Land.
On my way to Canaan Land, on my way. Sister, don't go on into me. Goodness, sister, don't go on into me. On my way,
praise the Lord,
I'm on my way.
On my way to Canaan Land, that was by the House Brothers. Now, here's Brad Davis and Never Give the Devil a Ride.
Lead you
all the way to Beulah Land, where you'll no longer bear that heavy load. Never give the devil a ride. Never give the devil a ride. He'll be in that driver's seat as soon as he's inside. Never give the devil a ride. Never give the devil a ride. You'll be in that driver's seat as soon as he's inside. Never give the devil a ride.
That was Brad Davis and Never Give the Devil a Ride. Well, our time for hour number one of Bluegrass Gospel with Dave Rigg is about to expire, but don't go away. I still have two more hours of this kind of music to play for you. So we're going to work our way up to the top of the hour with some more bluegrass gospel instrumental music. And while we're doing that, here's an opportunity for you to get on your cell phone and call some of your friends and neighbors and encourage them to tune in for hour number two. Tell them where they can find it on the radio dial. I'd also like to encourage you to send a note to the radio station thanking them for putting Bluegrass Gospel on the air. And maybe you could send me a note too. Maybe you could also include a little donation to help us cover our expenses of producing these programs. My mailing address is Bluegrass Gospel, Box 68, Bone Gap, Illinois, 62815. Okay, let's get into the instrumental music here to take us up to the top of the hour, but don't go away. I'll be back very shortly with hour number two of Bluegrass Gospel with Dave Rigg.